Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
hallelujah to Jesus. My dear friends, it's another opportunity to hear the word of God. And I know that the Almighty God will do something great in your life as you listen to His word today. My name is Brother Chris, and I welcome you to Moment of Truth. My dear listener, as you are aware, we are living in a wicked world, a world troubled by the devil. The terrible evil and wickedness that we see around us is engineered by the devil. Since the day that God created Adam and Eve, the devil has been out to destroy man. It goes all out to make sure that you and I do not fulfill the plan and purpose of God in this life. And when the Lord Jesus was physically here on earth, He also said so. In the Gospel of John chapter 10 verse 10, John 10:10, Jesus said that the thief, talking about the devil, comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But thank God, because that same scripture also says that Jesus came so that we may have life and have it abundantly. Hallelujah. Now, the major work of the devil is to keep people in bondage. Anyone who is in the bondage of the devil cannot fulfill the destiny given to him or her by God. And there are so many people today that are living a miserable life because they are in the bondage of the devil. So in today's broadcast, I shall be preaching on the topic, freedom from bondage. Freedom from bondage. I will be reading from Psalms 102, verses 19 and 20. Psalm 102, verses 19 and 20. And it says, "For God hath looked down from the height of His sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death." This Bible passage tells us that God looked down from heaven upon the earth and He saw prisoners. The prisoners were groaning because they were in terrible pain and agony. These prisoners were groaning because someone had put them in bondage. But God heard their painful cry and came to loose them. But before we go into how God loosed these prisoners, it will be very necessary that we know who these prisoners are, who is holding them in prison, and how they ended up as prisoners. The Bible gives us insight into these questions in the book of Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 and 17. Isaiah 14, 12 and 17. And it says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou called down to the ground? Quit this wicked the nations. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners?" Here we see that Lucifer, the devil or Satan, is the one holding the prisoners and has refused to open the house of his prisoners. From this Bible passage, we also see that the prisoners are the people and kingdoms of the world. He made the world as a wilderness. Everyone in this world was taken prisoner by the devil. And this is how it happened. When God created Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis, He gave them commandments not to eat the forbidden fruit. But when the devil came and deceived them, and they ate the forbidden fruit, by eating the forbidden fruit, they disobeyed God and obeyed the devil. And the moment Adam and Eve obeyed the devil, they became slaves. They became prisoners of the devil. And they became prisoners because there is a spiritual law which says you are a prisoner to whosoever you choose to obey. You can read this in Romans chapter 6 verse 16. Romans 6:16. So by obeying the devil, Adam and Eve became prisoners of the devil. From that time, anyone that came into this world through the union of a man and a woman became a prisoner of the devil. This was how the people of the world became prisoners and entered into bondage of the devil, and they were groaning. The Bible confirms this in Romans chapter 8, verse 22. Romans 8:22, where it says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." So the devil holds people in prison and bondage. And there are different ways that the bondage of the devil manifests in the life of people. One of such ways is in repeated cycle of misfortune. By this, I mean when something bad keeps happening in a particular pattern to a person, a family, a town, or even a nation. The misfortune occurs again and again in a cycle. An example of repeated cycle of misfortune is when every first son in a family dies at a particular age, or when the marriage of every daughter in the family breaks up after 5 years, or even when a woman consistently experiences miscarriages once the pregnancy reaches 4 months. These are signs that the devil's bondage is at work. Another way the bondage of the devil manifests is a mysterious and incurable sickness. This is a type of sickness that doctors cannot explain and which they cannot cure. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 13, verse 16, about a woman who was a daughter of Abraham, but who Satan put in bondage for 18 years. So when a sickness is mysterious and remains incurable for a long time, then it is most likely that the devil's bondage is at work. Another way the devil's bondage manifests is in perpetual sinful habit. When someone has a sinful habit that he or she cannot break away from, then that person is likely to be in the bondage of the devil. You commit sin today and repent tomorrow, and commit and repent again and again and again. Anyone who is controlled by sin and sinful habit is already in the bondage of the devil. And may I announce to you, my dear listener, that this is the worst bondage that anyone can be in, because this bondage will ultimately take the person to hellfire. But there is good news, and the good news is that God looked down from heaven and decided to loose the prisoners. God's plan of how the prisoners will be loosed is seen in Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 and 7. And I read, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles." Verse 7. "To open the eyes of the blind, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that seek in darkness out of the prison house." Here the Bible tells us that God was going to send his elect, his chosen one, someone who will rescue the whole earth from the devil's prison. God said he will put his spirit upon his elect. That means God will anoint his elect with the power of the Holy Spirit. The elect will then have the responsibility of setting free all those held in bondage as prisoners of the devil. And who is this elect that God was talking about? We see the answer in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. And I read, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good, healing the sick, and delivering all that were oppressed by the devil. All those held captive in the devil's prison, for God was with him." Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, is that elect sent by God to deliver the whole world from the prison of the devil. And for Jesus to be able to do so, he had to be born into this world through a special way. Not like you and me were born. He was born by a virgin woman and therefore did not have any sin or bondage in him. The Bible said that when Jesus died, he went into the spiritual underworld and defeated Lucifer and all his demons. Jesus then took from him the keys of hell and death. With the keys, Jesus opened the prison where Satan is holding his prisoners. That is why in the book of Revelations, chapter 1, verse 18, Jesus said, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. and I have the keys of hell and death. So my dear friends, no matter the bondage you find yourself right now, I want you to know that Jesus is the way out of that bondage. It doesn't matter whether it is the bondage of repeated cycle of misfortune, or the bondage of mysterious and incurable sickness, or the bondage of sinful habit. Jesus has the key to set you free from that bondage. Hallelujah. But before I close, I would like to say this. Though God sent Jesus to loose the prisoners, and though Jesus has defeated the devil, a lot of people in the world today are still in bondage. And they are still in bondage because they choose to continue obeying the devil. They made the choice. Also, they say wrong things with their mouth and refuse to receive Jesus with all their heart. So for someone to be free from the bondage of the devil, that person must come to Jesus and Jesus alone. When coming, the person must make the decision to obey God. That means you must turn away from sin and all the works of sin, whether it is the sin of lying, stealing, gambling, drug addiction, drunkenness, murder, kidnapping, or ritual killing, or the sin of anger, envy, gossip, pride, or greed, or it is the sin of cultism, adultery, prostitution, abortion, fornication, masturbation, lesbianism, or homosexuality. You must repent of your sin and sincerely cry out to God for forgiveness with the strong determination never to go back into it. Then you must use your mouth and denounce all known and unknown bondage and covenants with the devil. People enter into bondage and become prisoners of the devil by joining occult societies, visiting native doctors, and so-called spiritual houses where they bathe them in rivers, or places where they make blood sacrifices. These places are not of God. The sacrifice of Jesus on the cross is now the only sacrifice that God accepts. And the blood of Jesus is the only blood that you need to wash away your sin or every mark of evil in your life. People also enter into bondage because of evil covenants their parents or grandparents entered. God respects covenants, except such covenants are nullified legally. Finally, many people today have entered into bondage through sex. When you have sex with someone, you automatically have a covenant with that person. This is what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. 1 Corinthians 6, 16. So those who sleep around usually carry the spiritual bondage of the people they sleep with. My dear listener, we must therefore be very careful how we live our lives. But now it's time for us to pray. First, I want you to pray and ask God for mercy and forgiveness. You know the type of life you have been living, and God knows also. That life will lead you to hellfire. But God loves you and is ready to show you mercy and forgive you if only you will genuinely cry to Him in repentance. The blood of Jesus will wash away your sin. You can say this after me. Almighty God, I come to you today. I am a sinner. Please forgive me. I repent of all my sins and I turn my back on them. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and deliver me from every bondage. I denounce every evil covenant over my life and I call upon the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I present everyone who has called upon the name of Jesus right now. Show them your mercy and save them from their sin. I pray that you deliver them right now from every bondage of the devil. I command freedom from every bondage, freedom from every cycle of misfortune, every mysterious sickness and affliction, and every sinful habit. Let every yoke be broken right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for the answer. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. My dear friends, I trust that God has performed a miracle in your life. Every bondage is broken. I expect your testimony. But if you still have questions or you need counseling, then feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. This is Brother Chris asking you to tune in same time, same station. God bless you.